This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. The president will address the faculty and student officers of the Defence Services Staff College, Wellington, today. Tomorrow, President Murmu will interact with the members of tribal women self-help groups and the prominent members of the tribal community in Nilgiri's district at Rajbhavan, Udagamandalam. On Friday, the president will attend the convocation ceremony of the Central University of Tamil Nadu at Thiruvarur. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that the Digital Life Certificate, DLC, introduced for the convenience of pensioners and elder citizens, has crossed the record 1 crore mark in the ongoing DLC 3.0 campaign. Dr. Singh said this landmark will go a long way in bringing ease of living for elder citizens and live up to the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, as expressed by him in the recent episode of Mann Ki Baat. The DLC campaign 3.0 is being held in 800 cities and towns of India from the 1st of this month. More than 1,900 camps have been held across the country between the 1st and 25th of this month. Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi will launch a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi today. The primary agenda of the program is to make India a child marriage-free nation. During the event, the minister will unveil the Child Marriage-Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage, and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. The Union Minister will also lead a collective pledge against child marriage, which is expected to reach up to 25 crore citizens during the campaign. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has launched thorough investigations into three major cases relating to the recent spate of violence in Manipur. The agency re-registered three cases after the Home Ministry decided to hand over the cases, considering the gravity of the offences. The cases were re-registered on the 13th of this month under relevant sections of the Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita, the Arms Act and the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. The teams of the agency visited the spots on the 21st and 22nd of this month and started the probe. India has urged authorities in Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of Hindus and all minorities, including their right of freedom of peaceful assembly and expression. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said it has noted with deep concern the arrest and denial of bail to spokesperson of the Bangladesh Sammilit Sanatan Jagran Jyoti, Chinmoy Krishnadas. It said this incident follows the multiple attacks on Hindus and other minorities by extremist elements in Bangladesh. MEA said there are several documented cases of arson and looting of minorities' homes and business establishments, as well as theft and vandalism and desecration of deities and temples. Israeli government has approved a ceasefire deal with Hezbollah in Lebanon. This was disclosed by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office last night. The ceasefire deal, which was brokered by the US and France, is expected to halt the war that has killed almost 3,800 people in Lebanon over the last year and left about 16,000 others wounded. After approval by Israel's Security Cabinet, French President Emmanuel Macron and his US counterpart Joe Biden issued a joint statement committing both nations to work with Israel and Lebanon to ensure the agreement is fully implemented and enforced. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy rain in three districts in Tamil Nadu and one district in Puducherry for today ahead of the cyclone Fengal. It has issued a red alert for rain for Mayiladuthurai, Nagapattinam and Thiruvarur districts in Tamil Nadu and Karaikal in Puducherry. A flash flood alert has also been issued for Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. The weather body has predicted that the deep depression over the southwest Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a cyclonic storm Fengal today. In chess, 8-year-old Divit Reddy has won the gold medal at the Under-8 World Cadets Chess Championship in Monte Silvano, Italy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.